Blog.
Well, hello, and welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show. This is your host and success coach, Trina Doobie. Well, hello to everyone on this wonderful Monday. This is December the 20th, and yes, this is the last week before we hit that glorious day of Christmas, which is this Saturday, December 25th. So I want to welcome everybody for taking the time to dial into the show and to listen to what we hope is a great informational piece today on getting out of debt. So again, thank you so much for doing that. Again, for those of you that are just tuning in, this is Trina Newby, your success coach and host of the Successful Woman Radio Show. Well, we've got a great lineup for you today. Of course, we're going to be talking about becoming a debt smart woman and providing you with more ways to stay out of debt. We'll also be discussing ways to communicate with your customers in 2011. We have a question of the week, and of course, I'll share with you guys my experience in the Bless Me shopping spree project that we did this past weekend, and we'll wrap it up with our inspiration for the week. Well, I am excited. I'm excited about having some time with my daughter, my son, my husband, my family this week. We're going to shut down for a couple of days starting on Wednesday and have a great time as a family and just do some wonderful things like play games, talk, share what our resolutions are for the new year, and eat some wonderful treats. Of course, I think I shared with our listening audience a week or so ago that I love to bake, and so I do plan on baking. So I'm excited about that. I finally found an awesome pound cake recipe that I absolutely love. So I'm going to be trying that recipe a little bit later today. I also love oatmeal cookies, and I'm going to do a little bit of a twist this year with doing oatmeal cranberry walnut cookies. So that should be fun. So I'll let you guys know how that turned out. And if I have time a little bit later today, I'll try and put the recipes up on the womenaboutbiz.com site. Speaking of womenaboutbiz.com, I am not sure if you are aware that we have a wonderful free silver membership at womenaboutbiz.com, and if you have never taken advantage of going to the website and reading some of the great articles that we put up, then you are missing out on a lot. We actually make sure that our articles are meaty, they're great how-to information, and we also have a lot of other things that you can take advantage of. But we would also like you to consider to become a gold member, which gives you so many benefits at Women About Biz. Not only are you going to have the benefit of having weekly group coaching, but you are also going to have the benefit of being able to download a lot of great templates and resources for your business, as well as special teleclasses that we will be holding in 2011 just for gold members. So if you have not thought about becoming a gold member at womenaboutbiz.com, this is a great time for you. Also, don't forget our Women About Biz Empower for Women funding program. That's right. When you become a gold member at $39 monthly, you automatically are given the opportunity to gain referral income by referring other women to the gold member program. And for doing so, you are rewarded with residual income on a monthly basis for each gold member that you refer. There is nothing else you have to do, and so this has been a great way for women to gain additional supplemental income without having to pay any money back and without having to do a whole lot more work because, of course, you're already running a business. So, again, make sure you visit womenaboutbiz.com. We're also getting excited. We're gearing up and working on listing all of our exciting workshops and teleclasses and events that are coming up for the January and February time frame. So we're very, very excited about that. And one of the programs that we have that will be listed this week is indeed our Entrepreneurs Training Program. So stay tuned for more information on that. As always, we ask that you flash over to a clear line on your phone and share with someone about the Successful Woman Radio program and ask them to dial in. So we ask you to do that at this time. Just flash over and call an associate or a friend and say, hey, if you don't know, Successful Woman Radio is on and you really need to dial in and listen to it. The phone number for dial-in is 347-637-2589. Again, 347-637-2589. And for those of you that are just tuning in, thank you so much for blessing me today with your support and your listenership. This is Trina Newby, your success coach and host of the Successful Woman Radio Show. It is now about 5 minutes after 12, and we're going to go ahead and move into our program today and talk a little bit about the Bless Me Shopping Spree Project. First of all, I want to let you guys know that I had such a wonderful and blessed time this past Saturday. I was able to volunteer and participate in the nonprofit effort called Bless Me Shopping Spree. Now, this was put on by Prosper Miller of ProsperMeConsulting.com, and she wanted to do something to give back, and she has quite a phenomenal story about her life and being in an abusive and homeless situation, and she wanted to find a way to give back. And so I was just overwhelmed with women who were trying to get their lives back together, and they were just needing clothes and other items that would help them to go out for job interviews, to feel that they could be presentable in front of others. And so it was just a beautiful experience, and Prosper set it up really wonderfully. I met so many wonderful sponsors and volunteers and others who were there at the Bless Me Shopping Spree. And I also got to hold baby Anthony. That's right. I volunteered first to be at the registration table, and I also volunteered to be with the kids. And so I got attached to baby Anthony, who was a beautiful, beautiful, maybe an eight-month-old baby boy who was so handsome. And he and I spent some time together, and I tell you, for a moment there, I thought that I may want another baby, but I enjoyed baby Anthony on Saturday, and I got my feel. And so, hint to my daughter, I'm just waiting for a grandchild maybe in this next 5 years or so. So that would be good. I just, you know, again, I was moved, and I actually got a chance to sit and talk with a couple of the participants who were there for shopping and learned of some of the things that they were going through. And, you know, we all at this time of year, you know, you often say, well, you know, we should be giving to people all year long. And I do believe that is such a true statement. But there's something about the holiday time, the Christmas, you know, maybe it is because it has truly become a part of our American culture. And, you know, the children are learning about it in school. And, of course, they are participating in school. And so the holidays are really hard on a lot of people this time of year. But it is most hard, I believe, for women, women who are right now living in their car with their children, they don't have anywhere to go, for women who are in abusive situations and are in abuse shelters, also for women who are in homeless shelters. You know, these women, they just don't have anywhere to go. And I just want to let you know that it is more women out there in that situation than you would ever imagine. And so as women, we need to be reaching out to others who are in need. And so I want to give a big kudos to Prosper Miller of ProsperMeConsulting.com, who saw the need and fulfilled it. And she is going to be holding the Bless Me Shopping Sprees now on a quarterly basis. And so I plan on participating again, and Women About Biz is definitely going to continue to be a sponsor. And so, again, stay tuned for more information. I did take quite a few pictures, and I will be putting up some pictures on the Women About Biz website. We've geared down for the holiday season, so staff is a little short right now, but we are planning on getting pictures up. So those people who actually donated $5, I want to thank you so much for doing that. It really helped out, and I'm just very, very humbled and blessed to have been a part of such an endeavor. So, again, I encourage you to go online to womenaboutbiz.com and read all about the Bless Me Shopping Spree. And even if you are outside of the Atlanta area, you will still be able to donate, and we'll put up more information about that for the next quarterly event as it gets closer. Okay, it is 10 after the hour, and you are listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show. We want to thank you for being on the show today. We know it's the holiday season, oh boy, and this past weekend was the last weekend before Christmas, and of course, because Christmas is on a Saturday, it's cut short a lot of the holiday shopping that last bit of weekend that we could get. So I want to thank everybody for being on the show today. I want to talk a little bit about preparation, because preparation is just so very, very important during the holiday season. You know, as women, we, you know, that word multitasking is such a word that has been attached to women. And we run all over the place trying to get last-minute gifts, trying to buy trinket items, trying to go to the grocery store. We're trying to do so many things. But if you're listening to the show today, I want you to do me a favor. I want you to just take at least a couple of hours for yourself, you know, just to take a deep breath and to just look around and relax and just think about how blessed you are. You are able to breathe clearly. You're able to talk, to hear, to walk. You are able to reach out to someone and call them on the phone and say happy holidays, and that is something very special. You're blessed. You're absolutely blessed. And sometimes we have to slow ourselves down enough to take some time out for ourselves. And so I encourage you to take those couple of hours. It could be a bubble bath. It could be something relaxing. Maybe you can treat yourself to a massage. It could be something as simple as sitting in the bookstore having, you know, your favorite hot beverage and something wonderful, sweet to eat, and just really just taking the time for you to just sit down and reflect on your blessings and what you are grateful for. So again, I want to encourage you to take that time. And on, and another thing I want to recommend to you, because I did it this past Thanksgiving, and of course, Christmas, I am lucky I don't have to really cook that much, but I want to recommend that if you are hosting the holiday gathering at your home, I want to recommend to you to pace yourself. Go ahead and start cooking some things now. You know, vegetables especially are wonderful if they've been pre-cooked and then, you know, reheated. They taste very, very good, especially your greens and your string beans, those types of vegetables, you know. And nothing's wrong with getting your mac and cheese and your squash casseroles and all of that prepared, because you can actually freeze that, prepare it and freeze it, and then just take it out the day before and get ready to put all of that in the oven. I guess what I'm trying to say is being proactive is going to allow you the opportunity to have a sit-down with your family during that day without feeling rushed, okay? And it's going to allow you to enjoy the holiday as well. So that's very, very important. I think one of the biggest things I've learned, of course, I've been married for 30 years almost, so for those of you who are married, or even if you're not married, this is a bit of advice I want to give you, and that is the most important thing about the holidays is that you spend time fellowshipping with your family and your friends. It's not about standing in the kitchen cooking all day, although that can be a fun element. As women, we have a tendency to rush so much that we wait till the last minute to do so many things that we, you know, the holiday slips by us, and before we know it, you know, it's late in the evening and we realize we didn't get a chance to sit down with some of the people that we love and talk and just have a relaxing time. So again, heads up, go ahead and make a commitment to be proactive and get started a little bit earlier than you normally do during the week, okay? So things such as cutting up all of your vegetables, your celery, your onions, your green peppers, all of those things are very, very important. Now, I know this is Successful Woman Radio, and normally we talk about business, but I thought I'd throw that in there because I know us as women. I know how we can get caught up into doing so much and saying yes to so many things that the holiday passes us by, and we say that one word, or actually those two words, that we really shouldn't be saying, which is I'm tired. And so, again, as a fellow woman and someone who's in business and has many multiple projects going on, if I can take the time to slow it down, so can you, okay? It is 12:15 after the hour, and I'm going to go ahead and talk about the question of the week, and this comes from Lori in Charleston, South Carolina. Hi, Lori. Thank you so much for writing in your question. You say, Dear Coach Trina, I am so grateful for the information that has been given so far about getting out of debt. However, I feel that my situation is a little bit different. You see, I don't have any credit cards, and the only bills that I have are bills that are necessary. So that is my utility bill and my mortgage, and I am really not having enough money to pay all of my bills, and I'm also separated, so I don't really have that much support from my husband. Could you please give me some suggestions as to what I can do to bring in additional income? Okay. Well, Lori, thank you so much for writing in, and I just want to say I understand where you are. You know, having lived some 48 years and having experienced a lot of things financially, I want to say, first of all, Lori, you've got to take a deep breath, okay? And what you have to realize is that you can only work with what you have control over. As women, we often get so confused over what it is that we can do to help ourselves. But the thing is that some things we don't have a control over, and one of the things you don't have control over right now, Lori, is, you know, is stopping those bills. Those bills are going to continue to come. Here's what you need to understand. Food, clothing, shelter, those are the three most important things, and I know you're saying that you don't have credit cards. Okay, that's actually a good thing. Don't get any. Okay, here's what I'll recommend to you for additional income. The first thing I would say is that if you're not in business already, one of the things that you're going to have to look at is you're going to have to look at possibly doing some moonlighting projects that can bring you in some quick money. Now, this may be a bake sale, for example, of brownies and cookies and different things that you're putting in unique packages and selling to family members, church members, various people who can support you, and asking for donations or selling them. Here's why. Because you're needing quick money, and when you need quick money, you're not really looking to start a business. You're really looking to do moonlighting-type projects. That means short projects that bring in money right away. Another thing that I would recommend is that babysitting might be an option for you as well. Red Cross has a great babysitting course where they give you CPR and give you some great tips on handling emergencies and children. And, of course, having that can really help. So you might want to think about babysitting as well. That's another thing that can bring you in some quick income. You can also look at temping as well. If you have good administrative skills, there are a lot of secretaries that are on vacation at this time, so make sure you check your temp agencies. That is another good source. If you type at least 65 words a minute, you should be able to find a good temp position. Another thing is that there are still companies out there that are looking for holiday help, even though Christmas time is here. Normally, the holidays are considered for the retail industry, especially from December 1st through January 31st because, you know, you've got all of the after-holiday sales and all that kind of thing going on. So, again, you may want to still look at some of the retail stores as well. The big thing is that you have to keep moving forward and you have to keep your mind busy with positive things that are going to help you to move forward and not concentrate on what you don't have, okay? That's very, very important. And, of course, as always, I want to recommend to you that you go to womenitoutbiz.com and request a free complimentary power talk from me, and I'll be able to basically hear a little bit more of your challenges and know how to recommend other resources, possibly give you some more referrals, and brainstorm with you and talk about some other ways that you can increase your income. So I am glad that you wrote that in, and I do understand, you know, there are a lot of people who really are not in debt with credit card debt, but they basically just are not bringing in or have enough money coming in to meet the bare basic needs. And, Lauren, I think that is what you're saying to me. So one of the things I also want to recommend to you as well is I want you to sit down and write out all of your bills, okay, and what is coming in, okay? I want you to do that so that when we power talk, you'll be able to share that with me and we'll be able to brainstorm even more. Well, it is 12:21 after the hour, and I want to thank Lori for writing in, and I want to encourage all of you who are listening that if you have questions for me regarding running your business or regarding life skills such as goal setting, time management, or anything that you think that I may be able to give you some good advice on, please make sure that you email info2@womenaboutbiz.com, and we'll be able to get that and then perhaps answer your question live over the air. This is Trina Newby, and you're listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show every Monday at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. So make sure that you plug that into your calendar. And, again, I want to thank all of the women who share with me that they tune in while they're on their lunch break at their office. And I want to thank all of the business women who are tuning in, listening via the Internet on Blog Talk Radio. So, again, thank you so very much. Well, we've had some wonderful information about becoming debt smart. And last week, we had a wonderful guest on. We had Julie Sherrier, who was from creditcards.com, and she gave us some wonderful, wonderful information about being debt-free and some of the statistics that she had researched and learned about as it pertained to women. So, again, you know, I just want to thank, again, Julie for being on the show last week, and we are going to continue to bring some more interesting people on the show to give you good information. So we've talked about not using credit cards. We've talked about a lot of things regarding debt, and I know during the first show of this month in December, I gave you some of the information about what credit card companies don't want you to know about credit cards. But today what I want to talk to you about is literally becoming debt smart. And by that I mean you have total control over your ability to experience debt in a whole different perspective, and that is no debt, meaning you should not really have a whole lot of credit cards, and you know you shouldn't operate your finances without a budget. That is just something that as women we have just got to get a grip on. We have to have a budget. We have to hold ourselves accountable to ourselves, and we have to start paying close attention to what we are purchasing, what we're buying on a daily basis, which is so very, very important. Now, one of the books that I would like to recommend that you read and keep in your library is by one of my favorite guys, and that is Dave Ramsey. Dave Ramsey, he is a New York Times bestseller, He also has his own radio show with more than 3 million listeners and has become such a guru in helping individuals get out of debt. He has a book that I recently purchased that I absolutely love. It's called The Total Money Makeover, The Total Money Makeover, A Proven Plan for Financial Fitness. And one of the things that Dave does in this book that I like is he does introduce you to couples that have got out of debt and are working on getting out of debt and what they have experienced by using his process. And Dave's process is nothing new. It's a good old-fashioned work. That's exactly what it is. But he puts the information in such a way that it makes it easy for individuals to understand. One of the things that I want to share with you that I recently read, and, you know, he says that a lot of the times when people go to financial planners don't often say, you know, don't get back into debt. But one of the things that Dave recommends is that you have to literally have a paradigm shift about the way you think about debt and about how you spend your money. And he recommends that you really make a commitment to yourself, literally not to use credit cards again if you have a problem with using credit cards. He also recommends that you make a commitment to yourself and your family to have debt-free living. And what that really means is that outside of, you know, what we call necessities, you know, perhaps a car payment or a home payment, what have you, he recommends that you be on a cash basis, okay, that you live your life on cash. And, you know, the old adage, cash is king, it still is. It's very, very true, okay. I will have to say that from reading so much about financial management and ways to get out of debt, I have to say that the one thing that I have learned so far is that you may not realize it, but our country is built on debt. And so it's no, you know, it makes no sense, but it does make sense in the way that we are thinking about it, because you see, we've been brought up in a country whose economy is based on debt, is based on credit. And so because of that, we have become habitually used to being in debt. And the funny thing about it, if you really listen close as the president and you hear other people talking about the economy, you're going to hear them mention all the time, we need people to spend. Well, they're not talking about spending cash dollars. They're really saying they want people to use their credit cards. They want people to just normally spend and get in debt like they normally do. And that's something that's just not good. I don't believe that it's good for our country, and I don't think that it's good for us either. So I think one of the things that we have to do to become a debt smart woman is we have to make a pact that we are going to change the way we think about debt and about how we spend our money. That is what's so very, very important. And my husband and I have been debt-free, and I will tell you, even during this hard time, we have some investment properties, and so we are crunching ourselves. But we often think that if we had a lot of debt, a lot of credit card debt, we often think that we would be in a lot more trouble. So I want you guys to really think about making a commitment to yourselves and your family about how you're utilizing your cash. Now, here are some tips that I want to share with you that I think is very, very important. Think about creating a notebook that is just for your family finances and your budget. That's the first thing. Create a notebook that is dedicated just to managing your family finances and your budget. The next thing I want you to do is I want you to pull together all of your bills. Anything that is payable, that means anything coming out of your pay every single month, and you've got to pay it because you owe the money. You need to pull all that together, okay? Now, after you pull all that together, what you need to do is perhaps on the computer is go ahead and list all of your debt, okay, how much you pay per month, and the total amount that is owed. That's very, very important. Once you make that list, the next thing that you need to do is you need to identify the bills that are the least amount to pay, okay? The ones that you owe the less amount on. And so once you identify those are the ones that you really need to start working on first to pay off as soon as possible. The next thing I want you to do is that I want you to commit to starting your emergency funding right away. That means that you need to have a savings account that you are going to put some money in that account each and every month for your emergency funding. Now, this is where you can get your kids involved, because you can keep a spare change jar in the kitchen, and you can get the children involved by saying, you know what, we're going to save all of our spare change, any pennies that you find, if you're walking, playing outside, any change that you have left over that you would like to donate to the emergency fund for the family, everybody just pop that into the jar, and every month, mom is going to go and deposit that money into the emergency account. I'm going to let you know how much money we have at the end of each month, okay? That's something that's very important to get the whole family involved. If you're single, oh, you definitely need an emergency fund. And so, again, you can do this by cutting back on a lot. I notice that a lot of people really do have a tendency to drink a lot of coffee and go to the coffee houses in the morning. And, you know, I know that's wonderful, but listen, when you're talking about cutting back and developing new habits, you're just going to have to give up a few things and maybe not have it as often, okay? So what I want to recommend that you do is that if you're one of those heavy Starbucks or coffee drinkers, I want to recommend that you cut down and maybe have a coffee out maybe once or twice a week instead of every single day. That's going to cut down tremendously right there, okay? Just think about it. Coffee costs somewhere between $3.50 and $5 or $6 per cup, depending on the size that you get. And if you buy that every single day, then you are spending almost $1,000 a year just on the coffee alone. And at first it doesn't seem like a lot, but when you're trying to pinch pennies or when you're trying to save and you're trying to make better decisions about where your money is going and how, then it can become a lot. So I want to encourage you guys to do that. Here's another thing. If you're in business for yourself, I would like for you to consider also having a simple financial notebook for your business or a spreadsheet. Or if you use QuickBooks, this is really good, but you have to be accountable to yourself. What I want you to do is the same thing. List out the bills that you have or the expenditures that you have each month, and see if you can't cut back some on that, okay? See if you are spending too much money at the office supply store. I know I was. I 1 year when I was filing my taxes, I learned that I had spent $35,000 in office supplies. And, of course, my mouth just sunk. I couldn't believe that I had spent that much money. But when I went back over the list, I'm telling you, it was like paper, and I did buy a computer and a copier and that kind of thing. But for the most part, it really was just basic office supplies, just an abundance of it. So I want to encourage you to watch your office supplies. Another good tip for really becoming debt savvy as well is listing out exactly what it is that you would like to have in the next 6 months to a year as far as material things, as far as clothing items, that type of thing, and then budget for those things. That's very, very important. I think I mentioned on one of the shows that one of the lessons I learned about really trying to become debt smart is I shop normally on a quarterly basis, and that really has helped me. When I know that I'm not going to be going to the mall every week or picking up a lot of clothing items that I don't really need or I'm wanting to impulse buy, I don't do that anymore. I shop on a quarterly basis. I get what I need. And it's still fun, and I really enjoy it, and I look forward to my time that I can go shopping and get all of the things that I need. So, again, that may be something that you may need to do as well, and it works really well when you have kids going shopping on a quarterly basis. And, of course, you know you'll have to stay a quarter ahead, but you can get some really good bargains doing that, so that's a really good thing as well. Well, it is about 12:35, and again, I want to just give you a couple of more tips on getting out of debt and staying out of debt. I also want to recommend that you visit Dave Ramsey, ramsey.com, where you can also get a lot more tips, which is very, very important. You need to empower yourself with as much education as you can about getting and staying out of debt. Another thing I think that you really need to commit to is that if you are going to keep credit cards, one of the credit cards that's important to keep if you haven't already really is an American Express card. I think American Express is one of the better cards to have. Why? Because you're required to pay that money back every month. And that's really how you're supposed to use credit cards. You're to really use the amount of money that you know that you're going to be able to pay it back. And it's really a convenience, so you don't have to keep a lot of cash in your purse. But a lot of people use the credit card not only as a convenience, they use it basically irresponsibly when they don't even know how they're going to pay the money back. And that's definitely something that you have to be very, very careful of. So, again, you know, this information may be not be new to you, but we all need to hear it from time to time so that we can be kept in check of what we need to do for ourselves regarding debt. At this time, I want to go ahead also and share with you, if you're in business, some ways to communicate with your customers in 2011. You know, I have been talking about developing your business strategy while for like the last 2 months, and so here's what I want to say. It's never too late to develop your business strategy and start working on your business strategy, but what I want to let you know is that if you are in charge of the holiday for this season and you're going to be holding and doing a lot of stuff, you have already been pushed to your limit. You know, go ahead and not put that pressure on yourself to try to do a strategy now, but you are going to have to devote that first month of January into really pulling your strategy together. In the meantime, you still have to communicate with your customers. Let's face it. If you're in business, the number one thing that's important to you, important to anybody who is in business, is having customers. But oftentimes we forget about the customers that we've already had and the customers that we, you know, currently have. And one way to let them know that we're not forgetting them is through communication. The one way that I really love communicating, first of all, is I do like calling my customers and saying, how are you doing? Just calling to say happy holidays. And also want to let you know we've got some great things coming up, lined up for January. And you may want to mention something that you think will interest your customer. Another thing that is important that you can do is you can send an e-update, which is very, very important. This could be in form of an e-newsletter or it can be a simple email, just letting the customers know sales that are getting ready to come up and things that they can take advantage of. Coupons are another effective way that you can stay in connection with your customers. It's just really, really important to communicate. Here's the rule of thumb. You really need to stay in communication with your customers at least every 14 to 21 days. Every 14 to 21 days. That's very, very important. If you aren't communicating or connecting with your customers at all, then guess what? You are really losing out, because I'm a true believer in that 80-20 rule. 80% of your business can come from 20% of your customers. But if you are not treating your customers with respect, if you're not connecting with them, if you're not communicating with them and letting them know that you remember them, then that can be a problem right there. Another way to stay in communications also is to find out about important dates in your customers' lives, such as birth dates and anniversary dates. That's very, very important. It's nothing like receiving a card from someone whom you didn't think necessarily would remember you. And so, again, recognizing your customers' birthdays is an act of sincerity, and it shows them that you care about them. So don't forget to have a way that you can get your customers' birthdays, and if they're married, their anniversary dates as well, okay? Very, very important. At this time, I know that we're coming to a close on the show, and I know that Christmas is coming up on Saturday. For those of you that celebrate Christmas, I want to say Merry, Merry Christmas to you. And for those of you that are celebrating other holidays, you know, such as Kwanzaa, and for those of you that have celebrated Hanukkah or what have you, I want to say to you, happy holidays to you. And I want to thank you so much for listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show. If you are a businesswoman and you have a special talent or expertise that you would like our listeners to know about and you would like to be a guest on the Successful Woman Radio Show, please make sure that you let us know. Simply email us at info2@womenaboutbiz.com, and we will have someone to connect with you about being on our show. I want to thank all of you. I am just so excited about the holidays. I hope you are too. And I want you to remember that this is a time not to get in debt by a lot of presents. It's not about that. It's simply about taking a deep breath and being grateful for being able to have lived throughout the year, for having family, for having friends. It's a time to be thankful. So if you do nothing else but just bake some cookies and give them to friends and sit down and call friends you haven't talked to in a while, do that. But do not get yourself in debt or feel the need to get out there in the holiday rush, because it never works. It never helps anybody. And remember, all year long you have the opportunity in 2011 to show people that you love them, okay? Well, on behalf of Women About Biz, again, happy holidays, and I look forward to talking with you guys on Monday, December, I do believe, Monday, December 27th. So make sure you please share with at least 2 to 3 friends to tune in to Successful Woman Radio. Take care, everybody.